The U.S. Forest Service has issued a mea culpa. In a new report, Chief Randy Moore says his agency failed to account for climate change when it started a planned burn in the Santa Fe National Forest in April. That fire grew out of control and morphed into the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak Fire, the biggest in New Mexico history. It displaced thousands of people and charred more than 341,000 acres, an area larger than the city of Los Angeles, and it's still burning. Timothy Inglesby is a former Forest Service firefighter, now executive director of Firefighters United for Safety, Ethics, and Ecology. Timothy, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And what's your take on this report? The government basically acknowledging that it hasn't considered how climate change has dramatically altered fire conditions in the West. How big of a deal is that?
Well, it seems astounding. I can understand why people are upset. It sounds like, you know, the dog ate my homework kind of excuse. But Chief Moore is correct. You know, climate change is creating conditions that's making, you know, managing fire even more challenging than it already is.
Can you help us understand how? I mean, what has climate change done to our forests?
It creates warmer, drier, windier conditions. There's more storms, particularly Southwest. There's dry lightning storms that come with increased heating. It stresses out the live vegetation with the prolonged droughts. And all these conditions just make vegetation, and particularly the dead down material on the ground surface, easily ignitable. It burns intensely and spreads fire very rapidly.
You know, frankly, we've been hearing about those conditions for many years, though. Why do you think the federal government, the Forest Service, wasn't paying attention to it in terms of how that changed the way it fought fires?
In my opinion, the biggest problem was that this prescribed fire was 16 years too late. That's when they did their original environmental analysis. The burn plan was done years ago. And climate change is just rapidly changing the conditions where fires ignite and burn and spread. And then in the intervening years, they had done some mechanical treatments. They had done a lot of cutting and thinned out trees. And a lot of that fuel was dumped on the ground, adding more fuel to the fire. And so they should have really rechecked the plan. It was far more complex than they assumed. They didn't have enough troops on the ground to manage contingencies. And regardless of the source of that fire, the conditions are such that any source of ignition would have likely caused a wildfire like this. It's just explosive conditions.
And just to back up for a moment, the U.S. Forest Service has been doing these prescribed burns for many decades in this part of the country. The idea is that you thin out dense vegetation in the forest that will reduce the risk of wildfires later. But given what you just described, do you think it would make sense to stop doing prescribed burns in the forest?
Part of our problem is we did exactly that when indigenous burning was stopped forcibly.
And natural burning, essentially.
Well, natural burning, yes, by indigenous people who applied fire very intentionally and very adeptly. That was stopped over 100 years ago. And so we've already done that, and we have lots of prescribed burning to catch up because of this fire deficit. It's just that was another problem of this prescribed burn is the crews are just pushing it. They were taking a big risk, and you know, the rest is history.
Okay, so you're saying don't stop. We've already seen what problems that causes. Then in that case, how do we do it better? How do we do it more safely?
That's a good question. First of all, we invest millions, billions into wildfire suppression. I think this fire, we're spending like $5 million per day. And this fire's been going on for months. If we were to shift those resources and that funding into prescribed burning, have as many crews as possible to manage prescribed burning, that would be a big help. And then, you know, we'll never again should we have the excuse we failed to include climate conditions and climate data in our fire management actions. That's just the era we live in.
Timothy Inglesby is a former U.S. Forest Service firefighter, now executive director of Firefighters United for Safety, Ethics, and Ecology. Timothy, thanks so much.
Thank you.